in God very smoothly. We're entering into our first day of our spiritual convocation.
感谢主耶稣能够感动很多青年来到我们的卡诺加教会来这边帮忙圣工。
And we also thank God that He has touched many of the youths to come to Kanokaba Church to help with the holy work.
愿主耶稣能够纪念祝福我们的善工。
And we pray to God that He will remember and bless our work here.
那我们来看圣经的请翻开约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Bible, Book of John.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
我们先读第一节到第五节。
Let's read verses 1 to 5.
约翰福音第二章第一节到第五节。
John chapter 2 verses 1 to 5.
约翰福音第二章第一节。
John chapter 2 verse 1.
第三日在加利利的迦纳有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。第二节。
2.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。第三节。
3.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。第四节。
Four.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时间还没有到。第五节。
Five.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就说什么。第六节。
Six.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。我们读到这里，我们今天想用这个六口石缸作为题目。
And we like to use this six water pots of stone as our topic today.
约翰福音是经过细心编审的一个福音书。
And the Gospel of John is written very precisely.
它总共记载七个神迹。
It records seven miracles.
这个神迹圣经上不用 miracle 这个字，圣经上用 sign 这个字。
And the Bible doesn't use the word miracles, it actually uses the word signs.
因为所有的神迹呢，都有它背后隐含的属灵的意思。
Because all these signs have a spiritual meaning behind it.
是指向神的，不只是恩惠，也指向神的真理。
It points out not only the grace of God, but only the truth of God.
它特别有七项告诉我们神的国度是充充满满的有恩典跟真理。
And through these seven signs, it shows us that the kingdom of God is filled with His truth.
那耶稣所变的第一个 sign, 一个神迹呢，是在迦纳这个娶亲的宴席这里。
And the first sign that Jesus performed is during a wedding in Cana.
那这个神迹的结果就是后来这件事情能够显出耶稣基督的荣耀来。
And at the end of the sign, it showed the glory of Jesus Christ.
并且他的门徒都信了他。
And all of his disciples believed him.
那这个神迹呢，是借着这六口石缸来彰显出来的。
And the sign was performed through these six water pots.
我们想说今天呢，从这个六口石缸来得个人的学习。
And we like to learn from these six water pots.
首先，我们看到这六口石缸呢，在婚宴里面是被摆在那里的。
And we can see that these six water pots were placed in this wedding.
如果您参加一个婚宴，您注意的是什么？
If you attend a wedding banquet, what do you pay attention to?
你一定是注意到这个里面的花的摆饰。
You pay attention to the arrangement of the flowers.
气球好漂亮。
And how beautiful the balloons are.
你一定注意到这个会堂是何等的美丽。
And you will notice how beautiful the chapel is.
这个新郎是新郎新娘是何等的郎才女貌。
And how good-looking the bride and groom are.
你绝对不会去注意到旁边可能有摆了几口水，让你来洗洗手，大概不会去注意到这些水了。
And you will not notice that there are basins of water on the side for you to wash your hands.
所以六口石缸是非常不醒目，不显眼的。
So these six water pots are not very obvious.
它是石头做的。
They're made of stone.
石头是最平缓的、最卑贱的一些材料。
And the stone is the most plain and lowly material.
六口六是人间的数字。
And there are six of them. Six is the number of men.
又在有六口，肯定是在大户人家里面。
And since there are six water pots, we can see that this is in a wealthy family.
在大户人家里面最不显眼的一些器具被摆在一个角落的地方。
And the most lowly thing in this wealthy house is placed on the side.
我们来看一下, 提摩太后书的2章20节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
提摩太后书2章20节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
2章20节。
Chapter 2 verse 20.
提摩太后书2章20节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器。 有作为贵重的，也有作为卑贱的。我们的主就好像是一个大户人家一样。And
our Lord is like this wealthy family.
在这个大户人家呢，真的有的人呢，出身背景很好。And
in this wealthy family, there are people who come from a very good background.
有的人来自将军的家庭。Some
people come from a family of generals.
有的人来自非常有权有势的人家。Some
people come from families with a lot of power and authority.
他走路有时候我们都觉得很羡慕他。And
when we see them walking by, we admire them.
他们好像金器银器一样。They're
like the gold and silver vessels.
但是有的人真的像木器瓦器。But
there are some who are like wood and clay.
真的来自比较平凡的家庭。They
come from a normal family.
或者是比较卑微的家庭。
Or even a more lowly family.
如果我们刚好就是这六口石缸，
and if we're these six water pots,
我们在神的国度里面是很不醒目的。
In the kingdom of God, we are not very, we're not seen.
有时候我们觉得很不公平啦。
And sometimes we think it's not fair.
为什么同样被造？
We are all created by God.
为什么我就一定要出生在这样一个平凡的地方，平凡的家庭呢？
Why do I have to come from this lowly family?
常常当我们拿别人跟自己跟别人家做比较的时候，
when we compare ourselves to others,
我们有一些自卑的情节啊。
Sometimes we'll feel some self-pity.
甚至会觉得不公平啊。
And we'll feel it's not fair.
我们来看罗马书的第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
9章的14节，
Romans chapter 9 verse 14.
9章14节，
9:14.
9章14节，
chapter 9 verse 14.
这样我们可以说什么呢？ 难道神有什么不公平吗？ 断乎没有。 有时候我们会问一个问题，神啊， 你为什么对我这么不公平啊？
Sometimes we ask God, why are you so unfair to me?
这个立足点不公平， 立足点不公平啊， 起跑点不公平啊。
The starting line was not fair.
我们会抱怨啊。
And we complain.
我们看19节。
Let's look at verse 19.
这样你必对我说， 他为什么还指责人呢？ 有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？ 20节。
20.
你这个人啊， 你竟敢向神强嘴呢？ 受造之物岂能对照他的说， 你为什么这样造我呢？ 21节。
21.
窑匠难道没有权柄， 从一团泥里， 拿一块做成贵重的器皿， 又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？ 这边就提到神绝对的主权了。
Here tells us the authority of God.
神的创造是多样性的。
And God creates many different things.
多样性显示出人间的美丽。
And all these differences show the beauty of the world.
所以有时候我们被造成的是一个比较卑贱的器皿啊。
So sometimes we may be made to be a more lowly vessel.
但是呢，我们这边提到说，不能跟神强嘴， 因为他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁， 要恩待谁就恩待谁啊。
But here it tells us that we should not complain against God because he can show mercy on whoever he wants.
所以我们这告诉我们说， 我们在神面前呢， 也要接受自己， 神给我们的定位啊。
This tells us that in front of the Lord, we have to accept our place.
其实圣经上很多伟大的人物啊， 他们都有石缸的情节哦。
There are actually many men, great men in this world, who have backgrounds of the water pots.
当神拣选基甸的时候，
when God chose Gideon,
基甸就觉得说， 我是在马拿西家这个最微小的支派， 最贫穷的家庭长大的。
And he told God, saying that he came from a family of the tribe of Manasseh and from the lowest family. And he thought he was not worthy to be used by God.
这个就是一种石刚境界，我没有什么了，我不算什么了，你为什么不去用其他那些比较金银的器皿呢？为什么我就是最小的支派、最贫穷的家庭？
And these are the characteristics of the water pots. He's from the lowest tribe and a lowly family.
但是神说呢，我必与你同在啊。
But the Lord told him that I will be with you.
你要击打敌人像击打一人一样啊。你要击打敌人像击打一人一样啊。And
you像击打一个人一样，就是你要有大有能力就对了。 And he said that you will fight against an enemy just like as if you're fighting only one person.
所以基甸是有石刚情节的，我是很普通的人呐。
So Gideon had the characteristics of the water pots.
哎，那你看那个摩西也是一样。
Moses was the same.
摩西本来他是来自一个非常，就从世人来看呢，真的是金器银器啦，是一个王孙呢，是一个最有背景的家庭。
From a worldly point of view, Moses come from a family of silver and gold.
但是在40年的旷野磨练，他把他的那个锐气都已经磨掉了。
But after 40 years in the wilderness, he was changed.
他是被入赘的，他是嫁到那个女生家里面去的。
And he was married into the wife's family.
所以当神想要用他的时候，
So when God wanted to use him,
他觉得自己已经像一个石缸一样，是很普通的器皿了。
He thought of himself as a stone water pot.
他说我已经是走口笨舌的了。
He said that I'm not eloquent.
你看，你跟我讲话之后，我还是不会讲话的，我跟以前都不一样了。
He told God, saying that even after you tell me what to say, I still don't know how to say. I'm different from before.
所以真的，有些人呐，我们当被神使用的时候，有些人刚开始会觉得，我真的没有什么，你为什么还要用我呢？
So sometimes when God chooses us and wants us to work, we will think that who are we? What can we do?
但是即使是这么普通的人间的石缸啊，神真的有时候也会用哦。But even
though you are a stone water pot, God will still use you.
你觉得自己没有什么，但是其实在神面前，无论你出身背景怎么样，你的智商、你的各方面怎么样，如果一个人愿意啊，神都会使用的。
Although sometimes we think that we are not able to work for God, no matter what kind of background or what kind of education we have, if we have a willing heart, God will help you.
我们来看一下哥林多前书的第一章。Let's
turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
一章的26节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
一章26节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
一章26节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的 按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。27节。神拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。28。神也拣选世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那些无有的。 为要废掉那有的，29节，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。所以这边呢，这是神的一个智慧了。This
is the wisdom of God.
我们当中不是说所有的人都没有智慧，都没有能力，也不尊贵。
We're not saying that among us, all of us do not have wisdom, and we do not have any strength.
但是真的不多了。
But actually, we don't have many that are.
你看我们真耶稣教会早期的信徒。
If you look at the early True Jesus Church.
真的，我们呐，人家称为我们是乞丐教会的。
Many people think of us as a church of beggars.
人家称为我们是拿撒勒人教会的，拿撒勒，因为拿撒勒就是拉撒路了，对不起，拿撒路教会的，就是那个 beggar， 是那个讨饭的教会的。
And they think of us as a church of Lazarus. We are all beggars.
我们早期的信徒，大家真的有尊贵、有能力、有智慧的，真的是不多。
In the early church, there weren't many people who were mighty or who were noble or who were wise.
但是神却拣选了我们这样的人来叫世上有智慧的人来羞愧了。
But God had called people like this to put shame to the people of the world that have wisdom.
所以如果你觉得自己像石缸一样，常常被摆在那里，人家看都不愿意看你一眼。
So if you think of yourself as a stone water pot and you're just sitting there, nobody even looks at you.
人家用你不是来敷脸的，不是来洒香水的，人家用你是来洗罪卑贱的地方的。
And people do not use you to put perfume, but they use you to put water to wash the most dirtiest place.
但是神要用你成就伟大的事情了。
But God will use you to perform great things.
你看世界上在用人跟神在用人不一样。You
can see the way the world uses people and the way God uses people are different.
我们常常去公司 interview 被人家面谈。
Often we go to job interviews.
但是我们常常都写那些最优秀的，我们认为在这群当中最厉害的、最有能力的人来帮我们工作。
And they always choose a person who has the most ability to help the company.
都是金器银器的。
They're all silver and gold vessels.
但是呢，神不一定是这样子的。
But God may not do it this way.
有一次我听到一个故事。
I heard a story.
也是蛮有意思的。他说有一个小朋友呢，去这个狗店里面写一只宠物。
And one time, there's this a child. He went to the pet store to find a puppy.
那啊，好多小狗都好漂亮，好健康的。And
there were many healthy and very cute puppies.
可是那个小朋友呢，看了半天，他不晓得要选哪一只啊。But
after looking for so long, he did not know which one to choose.
那个主人就跟他介绍一只最 cute 的、最羽毛最漂亮的、最好的一只小狗给他。
And the store owner helped him choose the one that is the best looking with the best fur.
可是呢，那个小朋友呢，他没有选那一只。
But the child did not choose that puppy.
他看到有一只掰脚的小狗啊。
But he saw this one that was crippled.
他就突然说我要那一只。
And he said that I want this one.
那个主人就很讶，这个主人就非常的好奇啊，怎么这么好的小狗你不选，你偏偏选那一只最差的小狗呢？
So the store owner was very curious and thought that why did he want to choose the one that's crippled?
后来当他发现到等这个小朋友把这个小狗抱着走路的时候，
But when he noticed that when this child picked up the puppy to walk,
发现到这个小朋友也是掰脚的小朋友啊。
He noticed that this child was also crippled.
他能够理解那只小狗的心情啊。
He can understand this crippled puppy.
那今天主耶稣拣选我们呢？ 其实我们很多人在神面前也是像掰脚的一样。
And today God has chosen us in front of God. We are also like a cripple.
那是今天耶稣基督来啊，来到人间来服侍我们。他也不是用金器银器那种姿态来到人间的。
And when God came to the world, He did not use a person of silver and gold.
他可以变成金器银器来到人间呢。
He could be a silver or gold vessel to come to this world.
但是他来是来到。 从木匠的家庭里面来的，
But he came from a family of carpenter.
他成为最普通的人，
he became a normal person.
甚至成为仆人，
and even became a servant.
甚至成为罪人，
or even became a sinner.
来跟我们讲说他跟我们是一样的啦，
to tell us that he is the same as us.
我们是他所拣选的，
we are chosen by him.
所以当世上的人都是只注重金器银器的时候，
so when the world is looking only at the silver and gold vessels,
我们也不一定要有石缸的情节啦，不要觉得自己是没有什么的。
And we may not think ourselves as the stone water pots.
因为我们在神面前都是宝贵的。
Because in front of God, we are all precious.
保罗自己讲他自己是其貌不扬啊，眼里粗俗的人。 保罗啊，他这个没有什么相貌，眼里也粗俗啊。
And Paul says that of himself that he's not good looking and he's not very eloquent.
但是呢，神也用他。 虽然他这样想，神也是用他来完成神伟大的使命啊。
But even though he thought this way, God still chose him.
所以我们虽然是被摆在那里，
although we are placed on the side,
但是要知道神也会用。But
we need to know that God will still use us.
重要是我们要有一些条件。What's
important is that we have some criteria.
我们再回来看这个约翰福音的第二章。Let's
turn back to John chapter 2.
第二章的第六节。
John chapter 2 verse 6.
第二章第六节，
John chapter 2 verse 6，
二章六节，
chapter 2 verse 6，
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里。我们知道说这个石缸是为了洁净用的。
We can see that these water pots were used for purification.
所以这个石缸呢，能够被主人来使用，是因为它本身是洁净的石缸。
So you can see that the owners can use the water pots because they're used for purification.
所以虽然我们的本质像石头那样的平缓，
although our substance is normal like stone,
但是只要我们洁净，神就会用我们呢。
But as long as we are purified, God can use us.
我们来看提摩太后书的二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们再回来读这个，我们回来读哈。 21节,
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and let's read verse
21. 也许从20节开始再读一次。
Actually, let's go ahead and start from 20 again.
20节,
verse 20.
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器作为贵重的也有作为卑贱的21节
21.
人若自觉脱离卑贱的事, 就必做贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁合乎主用, 预备行各样的善事, 22节,
22.
你要逃避少年的私欲, 同那清心祷告主的人, 追求公义, 信德, 仁爱, 和平。 在神眼中, 卑贱跟贵重, 只有一个标准而已。
In front of God, there's only one standard for honor and dishonor.
就是这个人, 如果被神使用, 他就是尊贵的。
Which is that if this person is by God, then he is of honor.
没有被神用, 那个脏肮脏的, 他就是卑贱的。
But if they're not used by God, then they are all of dishonor.
所以神不看我们的出身跟背景,
so God doesn't look at our birth and background.
只看我们是不是洁净能够被神来使用。
But he only looks to see if we are clean and can be used by God.
我们这耶稣教会真的很奇妙的。
And the True Jesus Church is very miraculous.
即使你有金银的资料, 你很有口才, 你很有能力, 你很有智慧。
Even though you have characters of silver and gold, you have wisdom and wealth.
你是一个金杯子。
You are a gold cup.
但是你金杯子装, 里面装的是垃圾。
But if you put trash in a gold cup,
那个主人也不会拿来喝水的。
The owner will not take it to drink.
所以今天有瑕疵的工人, 在真耶稣教会, 的确是站立不住的。 有瑕疵啊, 有那个, 有肮脏的啊, 有一点点缺陷的啊, 没有办法继续服侍神了。
So there is a worker of God who is not clean, then he will not continue to work for God.
我常常问学生一个问题啊。
Often I ask the students this question.
在教会里面倒垃圾是尊贵的还是卑贱的?
Is it of honor or dishonor to take out the trash in church?
能够在教会里面倒垃圾, 我们不要以为这个好像是卑贱的。
If you're able to take out the trash in church, don't think this is a lowly job.
我不想你们那边讲过，这个有一个见证。
I'm not sure if I told this testimony to you guys before.
有一个年轻人啊，他也在做神的工作。
There's a youth who's working for God.
他每个礼拜啊，都到教会里面，因为礼拜二垃圾车才来啊，他都特别到教会里面呢，把那个垃圾啊拿到街上，让垃圾车来收取啊。
And every week, because the garbage truck only comes on Tuesdays, so he'll come to church and push out the trash for the truck. He thought that this is a lowly job that no one wanted to do, but this is actually a very honorable job. If you're not clean, you cannot do this job well. So one day he went to a church to take out the trash.
那段时间他的私生活不是很圣洁了。
At that time in his private life, he was not very clean.
那时候呢，可能交了一个女朋友。
And at that time, he might have had a girlfriend.
哎，然后那天他刚好忘了带教会的钥匙啊。
And that day he forgot to bring the church key.
他就想说，哎，没有关系，我那爬墙就可以了。
He thought that's okay. I'll just pop over the fence.
爬到这个最高点呢。
So he climbed up to the highest point of the fence.
真的突然间有个力量从他的头上打下来啊。
And suddenly there's a strength that hit his head.
他脚没有踏稳, 整个人就被摔到地上来了。
And all of a sudden he fell to the ground.
哎，那时候好像刚好是傍晚的时候, 就是晚上的时候。
And at that time it was evening time.
下着雪啊。
It was snowing.
他躺在那边, 路上没有人经过。
And he was lying there, but there's no one that walked on the street.
他觉得自己爬不起来啊, 他觉得自己爬不起来。
And he felt that he could not get up by himself.
他在那时候觉得自己的脸啊, 可能像面饼, 像那个, 那个大饼一样啊, 可能都已经摔扁了这样子啊。
And he thought that his face is already flattened on the floor.
眼睛不晓跑哪里去了。
And he doesn't know where his eyes are.
怎么样都爬不起来, 街上也都没有人经过。
No matter what, he could not get up and no one walked on the street.
哎, 他只有在那边悔改啊。
All he could do was repent there.
主啊, 赦免我。
Lord, forgive me.
我愿意再过一个圣洁的生活。
I'm willing to live a holy life.
就是这样子悔改祷告之后, 他才爬得起来。
After this prayer of repentance, he was able to get up again.
他再试试看可不可以再爬过去那个围墙。
So he tried again to see if he can hop over the fence.
感谢主, 他就这样子把垃圾倒成功的。
And thank God, this is how he accomplished the job of taking out the trash.
倒垃圾好像是卑贱的, 好像是肮脏的, 这是尊贵的, 是要圣洁的人才有办法做。
Although taking out the trash might be a dirty and lowly job, but But only a holy person can perform it.
这个石缸如果里面水是脏的，神不可能用它了，不可能用来做洁净的工作。
If the water pot has dirty water in it, then God cannot use it for purification.
所以我们呢，虽然是石缸，只要是干净，神一定会用我们的。
Although we are a stone water pot, as long as we're clean, God can use it.
再来就是这个人要谦卑啊。
The next is this person needs to be holy.
耶稣说，叫那个仆人呢，在石缸里面倒满了水啊。
Jesus Christ told the servants to pour water into the water pots.
我们来再回来看第七节哈。
Let's turn back to John chapter 2 verse 7.
约翰福音二章第七节。
John chapter 2 verse 7.
二章七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了。”这么提到说呢，缸啊，耶稣要倒满水啊。
Here it says that the water pots were filled with water.
我在想这个时候缸里面不晓得有多少水啊。
I'm not sure how much water are in the water pots now.
如果今天我们备用，我们的缸里面我们自己的水是少的，从耶稣来的恩惠就多。If
today, when we're being filled at the beginning, we have very little water in us, then Jesus Christ can pour more water.
如果我们今天的水多，耶稣来的恩惠就少。But
if we are already filled with water, then the grace of God cannot be poured into us.
所以今天不管我们质地怎么样，好。 我们的 quality 是什么？是石头还是金器银器啊？
It doesn't matter what type of vessel we are today.
但如果你自己觉得自己是金银呐，是金银制的材料啊，就是自己很满呐。But
if you think of yourself as a gold silver vessel, thinking that you are full,
我们从神来的恩惠就少。Then
the grace of God will be very little.
即使我们真的是金银的材料。
Even though we are actually vessels of silver.
但是我们自己觉得自己没有什么，我们真的是能够倒空自己。
But we think we have nothing, and we can pour ourselves out.
我们从神来的恩惠啊，神给我们啊恩惠就多了。
Then there will be a lot of grace from God.
我们在旧约里面呢，就注意到以利沙让那个寡妇啊去借空器皿啊，来啊在暗中呢倒油啊。
In the Old Testament, we see that prophet Elisha told the widow. To bring empty containers.
结果圣经上就讲说，当那个孩子说再拿瓶子来的时候。
And the Bible tells us that when they brought in the containers,
孩子说没有瓶子了。And
the son said that there are no more.
油就止住了。Then
the oil stopped.
恩典就没有了。The
grace stopped.
所以真的有一个很大的秘诀，就是我们啊不要以为自己是什么。So
we should not think that we are anything.
在神面前呢，我们就能够得到更多的恩惠。Then
in front of God, we can receive more grace.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人呢。Because
God resists the proud and gives grace to the gives mercy to the humble.
如果我们有洁净，又能够谦卑。If
we are holy and we are humble.
耶稣这边耶稣基督说，那个倒那个水呢，要倒到直到缸口啦。Then
Jesus said that this water will be filled to the brim.
缸口就是神的恩惠啊，要使用你呢，直到满足为止啦，就是满满的用你啦，恩惠满满的啦。Being
filled to the brim means that the grace of God will be given to you until it's all full.
我们来看一下路加福音六章三十八节，这个就是啊一种形容哦。Let's
turn to Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
六章三十八节。Luke
chapter 6 verse 38.
六章三十八节。Chapter
6 verse 38.
六章三十八节。6
38.
你们要给人，就必给你们的，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。这里就说，一旦我们成为神的器皿，我们肯被神来使用。
Here it tells us after we are the vessel of God and used by God.
就好像我们是借给神一样啊。
It's as if we're borrowed to God.
但神就会还给我们。
Then God will return back to us.
怎么还呢？
How does he return back to us?
你用一个升斗的那个，你借给人家一些米，神说呢，他要还给你的啊，是一只摇，然后呢，上尖下流的倒在你的怀中啊，是这样还给你的。
And it says that when it's returned, it's like grain, it will be shaken, so it's lower, and it will be running over when it's given back to you.
这样的一种量米的器具，不晓得大家有没有见过。
I'm not sure if you have seen this type of measurement for grain.
我们乡下有啊。
we have in the countryside.
你知道那个麦子或米啊，它是有空隙的，如果你不把它切切个切切的哦，它就是没有办法弄得多，像砰砰的这样子。那个还给你的人哦，他会一直的这样切切个切切个，就是把它弄得很密，然后呢，给你倒得很满，让你上面那个倒那个煎起来哦，会流下来，这样子还给你啊。
And this is saying that because for grain, if you just pour it down, there will be a lot of air in between. But if you shake it, then it will settle down. And when it's returned back to you, it's filled so that it's overflowing.
真的，我们的时间肯被神使用的时候呢？那个恩惠是到干口的，神用你是用到 maximum 的，祝福是祝福到上尖下流的啦。
Indeed, here it says that if we're just water pot, then the grace of God will be given to us. It will be filled to the brim and overflowing.
真的，我们常常想那个神的工人是这样子的，借给神用的人是这样子的。
Often we see that the workers of God who think of themselves as being borrowed to God.
哎，如果彼得啊，如果彼得没有献身给神用啊。
Peter did not dedicate himself to God.
真的，一辈子跟鱼在一起了。
Then for his whole life, he would be with fish.
一辈子抓鱼啊。
He would be a fisherman for his life.
但是他后来被神来使用。
But later he was used by God.
他虽然是一个没有学问的小民，别人看起来是这样子的。
Although he was not educated.
别人看起来是这样子的。
And everybody sees him this way.
但是你看，主耶稣给他上尖下流，一直的加添给他。
But you can see the grace of God was poured down in to him.
虽然是犹太人的使徒。虽然他是犹太人的使徒啊
，although he was a apostle for the Jews，
啊，但是他能够到处去啊，带神的恩惠给别人呐，哦。
But he was able to bring the grace of God everywhere。
所以，像大卫所说的，神啊，真的是爱我们，让我们的壶杯满意啊，哦。
And just like David says, God loves us, and our cups are filled。
啊，这种啊时光啊，这种变化哦，这种恩惠啊，这种变化是从平淡到一种喜乐了，哦。
And this transformation of this water pot of being filled is from sadness to joy.
我们来看一下第二章和约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 2.
二章第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
二章九节。
John chapter 2 verse 9.
管筵席的人尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的。只有舀水的佣人知道，管筵席的便叫新郎来。第十节，对他说：“人都是摆上上好的酒，等客喝足了才摆上次等的，你倒把好酒留到如今。”十一节，耶稣所行的，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦那行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。当我们呐、啊、这个平凡的石缸被神使用的时候。
When this plain stone water pot was used by God.
当神把水倒在我们的生命，把恩惠倒在我们生命的时候
，When the grace of God pour water or grace onto our lives.
不但是满满的
，Not only is it full.
我们会知道我们的生命有一个很大的改变了。
We'll see that there's a transformation in our life.
我们内心的世界原来是平淡的水呢，变成甜蜜的酒啊。
And this plain water that's in our heart will become sweet wine.
真的，如果我们没有主耶稣基督用我们呢？
Indeed, if we do not have Jesus Christ to use us,
生活好像喝白开水一样。
Water is just like drinking plain water.
淡淡的，没有味道了。
It's very plain and tasteless.
当我们被主耶稣充满，被主耶稣使用之后
，But if we're filled and used by God,
我们的里面有一个很全新的改变了。
Then in our heart there is a change.
充满了喜乐，充满了满足啊。
It will be filled with joy and fulfillment.
你看那个在进主全家信主，圣经上讲，他跟他的全家通通喜乐。进主那个接了有没有？那个那个要拿刀子自杀看管监狱的那个进主啊，看管监狱的哈。
The jailer。
哎，他们全家信主，圣经特别记载，他们全家信主之后都非常的喜乐。
The Bible records that after family believed, they're all filled with joy.
当太监呐、啊、接受腓力洗礼之后。
And when the eunuch was baptized by Philip,
我们发觉到说，现在他是欢喜快乐的走路啊。
We can, the Bible records that he walked away with joy.
真的，当耶稣进到我们生命当中，被神来使用，我们这个石缸虽然很平缓，但是有喜乐，生命有改变。
Indeed, when Jesus Christ enters into our heart, we are used by God, and we will be filled with joy.
我最近观察到一位姐妹的这个生活啊。
And recently, I observed this life of a sister.
我知道说她真的是受洗之后啊，她的生命有很大的改变。
I see that there was a great change after she was baptized.
我听到她见证啊，她这个以前啊，她常常参加 party 啊，她可以说是一个 party animal.
She testified saying that before she was baptized, she was a party animal.
真的，我也可以觉得这个慕道朋友刚开始来教会的时候呢，这个头发老是跟外国人的颜色一模一样，都是金黄色的。
And I also noticed that when she just started coming to church, her hair was always dyed blonde.
哎，她那个穿的衣服啊，我觉得真的是相当的 fancy 了哈，都比较新潮的衣服了。
And she's always wearing some fancy fashionable clothes.
那因为慕道期间呢，这个我们也不好跟她这个谈太多这个外在的改变的问题啊。
And when she just started to come to church, we did not want to change her from the way of the world.
可是她后来见证，真的，她那样的生活形态呢，她的生命真的像喝白开水，有时候真的是很平淡，到最后到甚至一种虚空寂寞的一种境界。
And she testified saying that the life she had before was just like drinking plain water. It was very tasteless, and sometimes it was even very empty.
但是她信耶稣之后，我发觉到她改变好大。
After she believed in Christ, I see she had a great change.
第一个改变是什么呢？我每次礼拜二的聚会、礼拜三的聚会，甚至礼拜四的聚会，我都看到她来教会，对，看到她参加不同团契的聚会。
The first transformation is that on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and sometimes even Thursday night, fellowships and services, I would see her.
她说她自己见证了，她说第一个改变就是。好像他以前的朋友都不理他了，这样子。
And she testified saying that the first change is that the friends that she had before doesn't call her anymore.
好像志不同道不合，很难为谋，不相为谋很难呐、啊。志不同道不合，很难这个在一起啊。
And it's just that they cannot get along with one another anymore.
但是他不会觉得难过。以前如果没有这些朋友，他受不了的。但现在不会觉得难过。
But she did not feel sad in the past. If she did not have these friends, she would be very sad.
那我发觉到说，因为神哦，也给他一些考验哦。
But she said that God also gave her some tests.
他那个要做见证的时候呢，神就让他的车子啊，被车窗被打破，他的里面的东西都被偷了，这样子。那天要在教会做见证，那天早上就出这个问题啊。
Now, on the day that she was supposed to testify at church that morning, someone broke into her car, broke the window, and took things from the car.
但是他来教会笑笑的跟我们讲说他的车子被偷了，但是这样更好，他能够更依靠耶稣呢，因为有这个事情嘛，他就更信靠耶稣，所以更专心的准备要见证了。
But she came to church with a smile, saying that thank God.That someone broke into my car, but now I can rely more on God.
有时候我会替他担心啊，刚刚信主，他站立得住吗？
Sometimes I worry for her, thinking that she was just baptized, can she stand strong?
他后来去参加 NYTS 啊。
Later she attended NYTS.
他跟我讲，他参加NYTS 的时候，他跟我讲说他的车子已经被偷了。
And during NYTS, she told me saying that her car was stolen.
不过他说感谢主没有关系啊，这都是物质的东西。
But she said, "Thank God, this is okay. All of these are just material things."
如果你信耶稣信到哦，要见证 radio 被偷了，要参加 NYTS 的车子被偷了，你喜乐得起来吗？有多少人喜乐得起来呢？
If you believe in God, and when you have to testify, if somebody steals your stereo, and when you go to NYTS, someone steals a car, will you have joy believing in something like this?
但是我发觉到他一点都没有弄喜乐的心，没有改变啊。
But I realized that her heart of joy did not change.
真的，那个生命啊，原来是水哦。耶稣倒进来的，在默默当中呢，从水啊变成甜蜜的酒了。
And indeed, the water before was just plain water, but as Jesus Christ poured into the jar, it slowly became sweet wine.
从平淡变成喜乐。
From being plain to have joy.
那是自己的内心的改变，那个家里面的改变，自己内心的改变。
And this is a transformation in the heart, a transformation in the jar.
那对别人呢，是从一种洁净到陶醉哦。本来那个生命对人来讲只是洁净而已，但是呢，现在是给人一种羡慕、给人陶醉的生命啊。
And in the past, on the outside, people just see that it is a holy life, but now it's a It's something that people look up.
因为你那个喜乐啊，里面的喜乐，那个给人家感觉出来，你的脸上真的是有光的，人家会觉得陶醉，你的生命让人家羡慕了。
Because of the joy in your heart, it will be shown on your face, and people will look up to that.
真的，那个连那个长那个管宴席的，是对酒是最了解的。他说，人家都把上等的酒先摆，怎么反而你这个酒越来越好呢？
And even the person at the feast, they know that people always bring out the good wine first, but they said, saying that, why do you bring out the good wine later?
耶稣说, 我来是要叫羊得生命。
And Jesus said that I came to the world for the sheep to have life.
并且要他们要得更丰盛的生命啊。
And they will have a more fulfilling life.
那个我们真的看到这样的弟兄姐妹啊，我们心中感到非常的羡慕啊，非常的怎么讲，被他们感动啊，真的是好像看到他们就好像尝了美酒一样，我们看到他们就醉了，是这样子的。
And we look at the lives of the brothers and sisters, we really admire them, and we can see the sweet wine in their lives.
我知道他们啊。 这个石缸啊，那个质量没有改变呢、啊，哦，它那个 capability 没有改变啊，那个容量也没有改变呢、啊。
And we see that they are still a stone water pot. The material and the capacity has not changed.
但是呢，它里面的生命改变了、啊。But
the life inside them has changed.
我们说，我们今天来信耶稣之后，你的背景啦、啊，你的条件啦、啊，你的 IQ 啦、啊，你的学校啦、啊，其实这些都没什么改变呢、啊。
Come to believe in God, your background, your IQ, your wisdom is not going to change.
你的外在还是一样的平凡，你的 material 还是一样的平凡呐，没有什么改变呐。Your
material life is still the same.
但是你的内在世界已经改变了。But
your inner world has changed.
你的人生观已经改变了。Your
perspective on life has changed.
内心世界已经充满了神的喜乐跟满足了。Your
heart is filled with the joy and fulfillment of Jesus Christ.
所以，求主耶稣让我们有这样的了解了。
And I hope that we can have this understanding.
当我们虽然是很平凡的哦
，although we are very normal，
真的像六口石缸摆在那里，没有人看得起眼的
，we're just like these six water pots put on the side.
但是并不代表我们就是在神面前没有用的人
，but doesn't mean that we're useless in front of God.
神啊，的生命要充满我们的心呐
，God's life will be filled in our heart.
我们呢，内在有一个很深的改变呐。
And there will be a great change in our hearts.
神要用我们呢、啊，来实行他生命的第一个成绩。And
God will use us to perform this first sign.
让我们从这六口石缸来得学习。
So let's learn from these six water pots.
我们一起同心默祷。
Pray in silence.